Check, check. Checkity check.
I've been in this town so long, so long to the city. I'm fit with the stuff to ride in the rough. And sunny down snuff, I'm all right by the hero's end.
Too bad we didn't just record that great conversation we were having about how all a man does is just try to get by in this crazy life.
I know, because I think the listeners might be interested in, the everyman's philosophy on what day-to-day life is, which is just trying to get by.
I think they like it when we sort of kick things down to their level, as opposed to, like, they don't want to hear us talking about, like, being, like, libertines and aristocrats. They want to hear us talk right. about, like, blue-collar shit that they can relate to. They also want to hear four-letter words.
Right. Not only that, but I think we lend a certain quiet dignity to the everyday man when we say, especially when we say, who's not trying to get by? I'll tell you, a coward. It's the brave struggle of the everyman that we engage in every day, just like our listeners.
Yeah, and I think that goes to say that this show is not for cowards or for the faint of heart.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe we should.
And again, we will never shy away from the frank discussion of male sexuality.
Yeah, this will be no exception. Do you think we should introduce the program?
Oh, geez, you better believe we should. All right, here we go. Ready?
Yep.
Count, ready? Well, let's light a fire under this rocket. Hey, everybody. I'm Jason.
And I'm Wombat. Welcome to Jaywalking with Jason and Wombat.
The podcast about us for us. And so I don't think we have much of a plan today, but I'm going to kick it straight off with calling out the fact that you introduced yourself as Wombat and not as Walker in the intro.
It's a wrap to the last
without
episode.
Without giving me a heads up.
I have a lot of things that are going to sort of catch you off guard today.
Oh, geez.
I have a secret.
I heard there was an announcement coming.
I have a secret announcement. Okay, listeners, I haven't told Jason what the announcement is either.
Oh my god. I'm not gonna lie. I'm more than a little concerned.
It's nothing detrimental to my or anybody else's health. And it's
not. Here's how it goes. Walker tells me he's got an announcement. I could be excited. I could be cautiously optimistic, but I jump straight to concern
because
sure. That's how I roll.
So, yeah.
What could this announcement be? It's probably bad news.
I can tell you that some people are going to take it as bad news, but we don't
what?
Need to dwell.
Some people are going to take it as bad news?
Some people will take it as bad news.
Oh, my God. Am I amongst those people?
I'm not sure. How can I know? I haven't told you the announcement yet. How can I know what you're going to think?
Let me get a little segment I like to call Jason's speculation.
Oh, please. Write a theme for that.
I might call it J-Town Speculatown.
Oh, yes. Please write a theme for that.
J-Town Speculatown. J-Town Speculatown. J-Town Speculatown. In this segment, I speculate, and I already happen to know that Dot's not pregnant, so that's not the announcement. No. But I'm going to speculate.
I would milk that
announcement. Oh my god. You gotta milk that big time.
That would probably take several episodes for me to reveal. This one is going to be, I will reveal the secret announcement during this episode.
Right. There's not going to be a cliffhanger of the announcement you introduced in this segment itself.
But maybe we should make this episode extra long, though, so we could like trick people into listening for an extra hour.
I think that's a good idea, too. Or, you know, what we might do is we make the episode a regular amount, and then at the end we dub in like an like 20 minutes of us reading like stock quotes, and then the announcement after that.
So what's your speculatown?
My first speculatown was going to be that Walker moving from Grass Valley, but probably not back to the Bay Area, and that's why I'm also it's also my fear.
Okay.
Because what if they move farther away from the bay than they already have? That's not good.
I didn't want to shroud the announcement in too much mystery, other than to say that it was super secret. But
right, that's enough mystery that you don't have to. Like, I don't want to shroud this in too much mystery, but it's super secret.
Yeah, and it's a huge deal. But
okay, right.
And it affects everyone right. listening.
Right.
Having said that, it's not that big of a deal, and it's also I will say it directly relates to our program here more right. so than the rest of my life, which I'm going to be honest, like 90% of which is working on jaywalking.
Right, people. Right. I'm going to give myself upwards of 75%.
Sure, yeah, yeah. The other 25 being work and social life and things.
Yeah, just concern.
General worry.
Concern.
So 75% jaywalking, 25% fear.
25% like just flooding my blood with cortisol and adrenaline and all the hormones associated with stress. Listeners, me and Walker had a short conversation the other day, and it wasn't recorded, obviously, but it was over the regular phone, the T-phone, and at the end of it, I told Walker that I wanted on my tombstone for somebody to engrave, "Be careful," he said, in memory of the way that I like to just advise general caution.
But it almost, like, sort of negates your own warning, because it's like, this guy said to be careful, and he's still dead, so
right,
drug exactly. it up while you can, kids.
Right, exactly. But, yeah, so, but that's, I kind of like that as a tombstone, too, because it's like, is this tombstone supposed to be a joke on the viewer or on the dead man? Like, be careful, he said, like somebody came along afterwards and is like, look at this idiot, he said to be careful, he's still dead. Or is it like, you know, be careful, this guy knew something and he's telling you to be careful to avoid the fate that befell him because he wasn't careful.
Right, no further instructions.
Right, but just a vagary, just be cautious during your course, during your path through life.
Yeah, because I think it's a good general warning, because whatever happened to you to land you in that casket, not right. only could that happen to anyone else, whatever it is.
Right. But, at any time.
Yeah,
at any
but time. Also anything else could happen to anyone else at any
right,
time.
Right,
and so
right.
just be careful.
That's exactly it. Not just whatever got him, but the infinitude of other dangers that are out
yeah.
there.
I think it would be really unfitting if your tombstone had anything that could be easily agreed upon as having one definition. So.
Right. Certainly I'd like there to be some speculation.
Absolutely. Oh, man. Heck of an absence.
Oh, geez, I'll say. We've been out of it for a while. The fans are clamoring for another jaywalk.
How long has it been? Has it been, like, 2 weeks since we posted the last one already?
Oh, my God. Probably
two or three right. or four?
Probably a month? A month and a half?
I think it's been a couple months.
It's probably been 3 months.
Oh, man.
I feel like a season has passed.
Yeah. No, it's summer has passed. It was.
That's right.
It was birds were twittering.
Right.
Kim Kardashian was twittering.
Right.
Last
it's
time.
Been a busy summer.
Yeah.
Oh, look, I'm actually looking at my. So I don't know how accurate this is, but I'm looking at my GCal, and the last date that I have jaywalk on there is June 2nd.
Hmm. That's a long time ago. I'm looking
yeah.
at our website here, and
right.
it looks like we posted that on June 23rd.
Okay,
so
in a scant 3 weeks from now, people will finally be satisfied with
yeah.
the next episode.
It's a lengthy editing process.
Right, it's not easy.
Mm-mm.
Nobody's claiming that it's easy.
No, we have to write.
And Walker's only one man.
I am. And Jason, has 25% of his life to devote to just hopeless fear-mongering. So.
Right. So I can't be editing.
Yeah, you can't edit.
Right. I do like looking at this GCal, though, because now I can think about all the things I got to talk about that have happened since the last jaywalk.
Oh, that sounds good. I've got a little flip notebook.
Yeah, I saw Kapowski the night after that, for example. A week later, I babysat my friend's baby named Leah. And cryptically, on Saturday the 11th, I wrote 10:30, 10:30. Like, at the time, 10:30, I wrote the event is called 10:30.
Are you
so
there?
I wonder what that was. Some sort of time-based event, do you think?
Yeah. I'm sorry, you broke up there a little bit. But I do like the idea of you leaving yourself a memento-like trail of clues right. to decipher.
What was I up to?
Do you do that a lot?
Well, my GCal is pretty complete, but sometimes I use a little shortened code for myself, which makes sense at the time, and then a scant couple weeks later. For example, I guess here on the 9th of July is another good example where I wrote 2 p.m., 891 34th Street. What do you suppose that means?
Well, that's at least a little more like, oh, you're probably supposed to be there.
Yeah, they're.
And you're like, I'll remember what that was for.
Right. Right, I can't for the life of me remember what it was for.
Yeah, do you think you were like, I'll remember to wash, like, I don't know, just something really benign, like wash a dish, or like, so, like, what did you have to do at 10:30? Like,
that one's legitimately cryptic.
File my nails. Like it every day at 10:30.
I scheduled it for 10:30 to 11:30.
Oh.
And the name of the event is 10:30. Man, I wonder what that was.
I'd like to hear some of the listeners' speculations on what that possibly was.
Yeah, if anybody else's GCal has some information about what I was doing,
what was the
I'm
date?
All ears.
Some of our listeners probably could get straight to the bottom of this.
It's June 11th, 2011, at 10:30.
Guys, what was Jason doing?
If you guys need to get your bearings, that Tuesday I was babysitting Leah, and on that Monday following that, I left for Colombia, Medellin, Colombia.
Maybe you're going over your G calendar is answering the question you posed last time of if you have a drinking problem, and there's just these periods where it's like, what am I saying? What sort of crazed instructions am I leaving myself?
Right. Man, the G-Cal, I'm looking at it now. This could be a segment all by itself. It could be a companion segment to G-Chat G-Spot called G-Cal G-Spot.
Yeah.
Well, we find out what the hell we've been up to.
Yeah.
So, how do you think we should proceed? Do you want to hit us with this announcement, or are you going to keep it hanging over us like the sword of Damocles?
Gosh, first of all, everyone, like, don't let the announcement, like, distract you from the rest of the episode. The announcement,
good Lord, no.
The announcement will come when it's, like, ready, and frankly, I didn't really think we needed to make a big to-do about it and, like, mention this super-secret announcement so far ahead of time. But no, I don't think...
You didn't think that at all? You didn't plan that?
No, I don't. No way. I mean, I just think, like, it's like when you have a super secret announcement, you don't want a bunch of buildup. You want to just get to it when it's time. Talk about
right,
it.
Good
Let's
Lord.
Move on. We've announced what we need to announce. You know, right. We're all the better
that's
for the, having
I mean,
heard it. And let's just
the
move
way
on
I
with our lives.
Right. That's certainly how I approach announcements normally in my life. Don't beat around the bush. That's my rule with announcements.
Did you watch that video I sent you, that clip montage of Pocahontas 2?
I did. I don't know. So is this going
to
be a segment?
No, we don't have to do this, but did you read the comments at all? Do you think we can generate anything out of it? If not, like, that's totally okay.
If I pulled it up again and looked at the comments, so...
Maybe we should just, like, watch it real quick.
It takes pretty long.
Well,
it's a pretty long one. The thing is, where I feel not, like, totally great with a segment is that it's... I never saw the original Pocahontas.
Me? Oh, well, I mean, okay.
I mean, I don't know how that much that detracts from it. The only thing I know about it, and this might be interesting... Well, this certainly is a ref to a previous ep. Actually, to a previous bonus material, which is slightly interesting. The answer to the trivia question, who did Jason first 69 with, that almost made almost made it into the password for the Jaywalking podcast, is a young woman who we also briefly discussed on this as having recently friended me on Facebook. And the only thing I know about Pocahontas is she used to occasionally say that the first time you see Pocahontas say her name in that movie, like she says, like I haven't seen the movie, so I can't say exactly, but she's talking to the, I assume the white man, and they don't have, they've got a language barrier naturally.
Right.
And but they can communicate as much as like, I'm going to say my name now, so they can like start to make friends or whatever.
Yeah.
And the way that my ex-GF from college, this is my the GF that wounded me, the way that she emulated Pocahontas saying her name the first time was to say Pocahontas, or I'm Pocahontas, and then she would do this gesture, like to make her eyes really large and this kind of like little, like moved her hips slightly and her kind of her chest slightly out, and like, so my only knowledge about Pocahontas is that either Disney slipped in a slightly sexualized or maybe overly sexualized, but when she's introducing herself, it's this kind of very kind of nymphy, like, please destroy my innocence type of figure. But on top of that, the way that she performed this gesture in real life definitely got my engines going.
I mean, it would anyway. All the stories about this girl are so saucy.
Right. We should maybe get some, maybe we should call her.
Yeah, we should call her on the air. Call her right now. No, I would. Do you know if she's listened to the last episode?
All the stories about this girl are so saucy.
They are. I was going to say.
I don't know. I actually figured because we released an episode, I kind of was curious how it would go because we released an episode shortly after that bonus material came out, and I, as usual, I posted on my Facebook, and that was shortly after she friended me, so I assumed that she would,
According to the social network, it's this kind of activity that got Facebook started in the first place. Dissing girls on the internet.
Right, exactly. So I haven't seen that movie yet, but...
Oh, gosh.
I'm on board with it.
You know, the one thing that's weird about that scene in Pocahontas that you're...
Do you know the one I'm talking
yes.
about?
Yes, oh, based absolutely. On
that description?
Absolutely.
And now, how well does my description of somebody else's description fit the reality?
Your description of the events that take place in the scene...
Pocahontas! This is the important thing to remember. This Pocahontas. Plus, make your eyes real big.
Sure.
And, like, here, imagine...
This is for the listeners who are doing this along with you at home right now.
Right. Make it such that you, as a man... It's almost you like it's just unbearably innocent, and you have to get in there and wreck it. You have to wreck all the innocence.
Well, and not for nothing, the voice of the man who comes upon her is Mel Gibson, which really takes you back to a time when you could have Mel Gibson as some sort of reasonable ambassador to people.
Another culture.
Yeah. But I was going to say...
Devolved into some sort of insane hot mess now.
Right. And then the rest is Apocalypto.
Right. Apocalypto was a bad though, right?
That's what everyone says. I haven't seen it. People are all like, oh, I hate to admit it, but it's good.
I did see on a plane that one that he was in more recently where he's got like a gun.
I don't know about that one.
You know the Mel Gibson vehicle where he carries a gun?
There's Naked Gun, Loaded? What are those movies called?
Naked Gun?
No, the ones with him and Danny Glover where he's too old for this shit.
Oh,
Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, Loaded Gun. Guns.
Oh, yeah.
But
anyway, so first question... How does my impression of somebody else's impression of the thing match up with reality? Second question, where were you going with the Pocahontas 2 YouTube comment description segment?
Oh my gosh, let me answer both of those questions.
That's a lot to unpack. It's a lot to unpack.
I'm going
to
do it
concisely.
I think you can do it. And in a way that keeps people listening.
Right.
Okay.
The way that our listeners have unpacked it in a way that is the way that our listeners have come to expect, to know and expect.
How many sound effects should I deploy during my description of this Pocahontas scene?
I would say multiple, if you can get the YouTube sound, just get multiple clips of the sound and many effects too. I'd say your ratio of you talking to effects should be barely 2 to 1.
Gotcha. Okay. Your
if pos.
Your ex saucy girlfriend's description of the scene, as far as events, seems right on the nose. Your description of the description is also impressive. I never like noticed like all the sexuality in the scene that's being suggested. So I think maybe I will have to watch it through new eyes. But one thing that's weird about that scene though is he comes upon her, she's like basking at a waterfall with her raccoon friend and her hummingbird friend and
innocent.
Yeah, hanging out. And like he comes up and he starts talking to her in English. She obviously doesn't understand him because she doesn't speak English. Right. Why would she? She's never heard it. Then she sort of keeps, you know, talking in her own native tongue, then suddenly abandons that and just starts talking English. She goes, he comes up to her and she says, Madakwe, Natura.
Right.
And then he goes, okay. What's your name? And she goes, Pocahontas. I speak English now.
Are you serious? Yeah.
I remember it from as a kid as she says, Madakwe Natura. And I'm going to play it back and see what she says, if I can find it real quick.
Check. But I'm more concerned, although I do like that description, with that, to see if the attitude and, like, the actual like stylistic nature of it matches what I was describing.
Yeah. Yeah, I sent you the scene. Let's check it. You want to check it out?
Oh, you better believe I do. Where'd you send me the scene? Oh, here we go. So you're going to splice this audio in for the listeners.
We'll see if it's...
I like the hummingbird. Ooh. I can tell from the music that this guy poses a threat.
Whoa. Didn't expect to find a babe way out here.
Oh my god. Okay, this is already matching the stylistic attitude I was
expecting. There it is. She's hella fine.
Wow.
They really went out on the music in this scene.
It kind of reminds me of Peter and the Wolf. At the clarinet. You know what I'm talking about.
It reminds me of Colors of the Wind.
Okay. Oh god. Wow, she is pretty. What is this kind of stare off?
He's laying out his gun. He's stepping into the water. She's just giving him the bedroom eyes. Oh.
Takes off his hat. Respect.
No! Respecting. Wait! Please.
Gave her a start.
Yeah. It's just me, man. Don't run off.
Okay.
It's all right. I'm not gonna hurt you.
Here, let me help you out of there.
In the duckway, not to Ross.
Right.
You don't understand a word I'm saying, do you?
Obviously not. Obviously, why would she?
It's all right.
Now she's like, whoa, what?
She's manifesting magic.
Right. Ooh. Ooh. The song is instructing her to listen to it with her heart, and she will understand.
Yes. This movie's really into the occult.
Yeah. The hummingbird is expressing some misgivings, but the raccoon seems to be entirely on board with it.
Who are you?
Speaks English.
Pocahontas.
What did you say?
My name is Pocahontas.
The animals are
surprised.
John
too. Smith.
Ooh.
So what do you think about what do you think about all that?
So I did think there was some over-sexualization of the character, but her saying her name didn't match up exactly what I imagined. But I will say the second comment down by Ancoma Tirishorax with 89 thumbs up is, wait, did she learn English by listening with her heart? Awesome! So it has been noted that it makes no sense.
Well, all of this may not make the cut, but just the reason I sent you the video package of Pocahontas 2 was in Pocahontas 2, she's not with John Smith.
Right.
And all the YouTube comments are just these complete, like, exhalings of just blind rage from people who have watched the video to find that she is not with John Smith in the second movie. And it's like the level of anger and just like
vitriol.
Yeah. Just like they feel so lied to.
Right. And it's funny that so from what I understand, Pocahontas did end up with some other dude.
Yes.
Historically?
Yes.
So one of the rare occasions that Disney takes the historically accurate tract and gets a giant backlash from its viewers.
Yes, exactly.
Listen with your heart, you will understand.
You will understand, you will understand, you will understand.
Understand.
Do you know that song? Also, the description on the video of Pocahontas 2.
Sorry,
the video of Pocahontas 2, the description, yeah. And it's just a clip package with just music put over it that doesn't relate. People's mouths are moving. It's not really like clips in any sort of sequence, just random clips from the movie. And the description says, "How lovely." About the video that they posted, they described it as "how lovely," like as if to say, "Even I'm surprised at the editing job I pulled off here."
I really distilled Disney's Pocahontas 2 down to its most tender moments.
Yeah, and then sorry, can I just read one real quick?
Yeah, go for it. Go for it.
A bunch of people are saying, you know, what happened to John Smith? Why isn't she with John Smith? Team Smith all the way for right. John Smith. And then someone says... Right.
That's a Twilight ref.
The reason Disney did this was because the movie is based on the real events of the real life of Pocahontas. In reality, when she went to England, she did marry John Rolfe and believed John Smith to be dead. It isn't Disney's shit storylines. It is what really happened. Even though, yes, I agree, I do prefer her with Smith.
Can you imagine the psychology of the person who decides he has to be the voice of reason on the comments on the montage of Pocahontas 2?
Yes, and then the person responds to that, "It's stupid." Someone else says, "Really disappointed by this film. Really goes against everything Pocahontas stands for. Her and John Smith were perfect for each other." And then she comes to London, and she is like, "Wow, the city. Who gives a fuck? What happened to running in the hidden pine trails of the forest and tasting the sun-sweet berries of the earth? All for some new guy, John Rolfe, who sucks? I swear Disney purposely made the second movie of their classics bad. But nice video, by the way. Nothing against your video." At the end, it's like, "But your clip montage of this movie I hate is good."
Yeah, the montage. I'm not talking about the montage here.
By the way, very tasteful. Very, very swell job. Anyway, I'm sorry. I've been sort of obsessed with that since I stumbled.
That comment alone is certainly worth our listeners surfing over to. We'll put up the link on the blog.
On the blog, if this makes
sense. Yeah, but... But I mean, actually, but not. Let's not embed the video because we want the listeners to see the comments.
Yeah, and we don't want you guys to think that the podcast is now going to just be like me and Jason talking about videos that we've seen. Like, far from it.
Yeah, although it's not like that wouldn't be entertaining.
Yeah, I mean, are you entertained by that?
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Welcome back.
Yeah, here we are.
Come a long way, baby.
Oh, fucking hate.
What's on your mind? You're always all fired up about something.
I don't know if that's true.
I've always got a pet cause.
Pet cause? I don't know. I've been trying to think. I think actually I might just try to get you a quick catch up on what I've been doing according to the events that are on my GCal.
Oh, nice. Back
like we were talking about earlier.
GCal
G-Spot. Just because it actually has been a while, so maybe there's some stuff I've actually done that's worth talking about.
Now, eventually, do you plan on us introducing a whole line of G-Spot segments all based on us using Google products and applications?
Yeah, and I imagine that soon after that is when we get our Google sponsor money.
Of course.
That's when the Google sponsor money starts rolling in. Once we have a Google Doc G-Spot, G-Doc G-Spot, yeah. G Excel sheets, G-Spot.
Gmail G-Spot.
Right. Well, I mean, I feel like so we just read letters?
Yeah, just read our mail.
Yeah. Oh, well, so what should we do first? Either G-Cal G-Spot or listener mail, because there's at least two pieces of listener mail I want to talk about.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. It's up to you, buddy. Spin the wheel.
Yeah, man. All right, I'm going to spin it, and I'm going with the calendar.
Okay.
So let me just catch you up on some stuff that's been going on since our last jaywalk. So we had this. The last jaywalk was actually enacted on the 2nd of June. Was in the can, as we say in the biz. That was in the can.
Canned it.
And whenever we finished editing, that's when it up. So according to my calendar, I saw Kapowski at 998 Valencia, which was amazing. I babysat baby Leah. I went to Colombia, Medellin, just over a week, for like 12 days, for my friend David's wedding. And that's a whole set of adventures that I'd like to unpack at some point. Here's the highlights. I was constantly terrified that I was going to be kidnapped because I was going to the most dangerous city in the world.
Sure.
The open bar at the wedding was open until 5 a.m., I threw everybody in the pool. I got thrown in the pool myself. I got glass in my foot. When I got glass in my foot and realized it, because I was dancing so hard and I was so drunk, I ran over to the bar and I said, "Señor, dos aguardiente, por favor." And he pours two shots of this liquor that they have everywhere called aguardiente. And then in front of the guy, I took the glass out of my foot. I poured one of the shots in my mouth and the other one in my foot. And I was like, "Muchas gracias." And then I just ran back out onto the dirty dance floor and continue to smash my bloody foot onto the floor. And it was the most, like, it was one of the most fun things that's ever happened. Like, it was a crazy fun one.
Wow, you went nuts.
Oh my god, I went ape shit. Like, it was totally psycho. There was two hospitalizations the day after that wedding. One for another guy that got glass in his foot. And one for a kid that got punched in the face and had to go to the hospital.
Did the other guy who got glass in his foot make it?
He made it. Yeah, he got glass much deeper in his foot than mine.
Well, they say when two people get glass in their foot at a wedding, statistically, one of them is going to die and one of them is going to live.
I'll tell you what probably made the difference was the fact that I asked the guy to pour alcohol in the
restaurant. Yeah, dude, that was like a desert island move there.
Yeah, except for that I just continued to dance.
Man versus Colombian like wedding.
Exactly, like a maniac. It was totally fun.
Wow.
Okay, then according to this document, well, let's see. There's some stuff on here that doesn't really pertain to me. I guess I don't really have to read that.
Just other people making notes in your calendar.
So, for example, Karthik S. went to Chicago for a little while. Sarah B. got married. There was a bluegrass show that I missed.
Hey, we saw each other at some point on that GCal.
Yeah. I feel
Did
like,
I make it into the calendar?
At? Oh, my God. There's 3 days here where it says, Walker plus Dot in town! Exclamation point.
Only one?
Well, it's over 3 days. Oh, one exclamation point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a little sad because Brad in from Houston got 4 exclamation points.
Whoa!
But let's...
So apparently, you know, me and Dot equal less than one Brad.
No, that's not accurate. It's just that it's very rare that we get to see Bradley... Bradley H. in town.
I'll certainly be trying to earn my second exclamation mark at some point in the future. That was a good. That was a good real life. Like it was. We didn't record anything, but it was like 3 days of jaywalking.
Oh my god, it was amazing.
I met the East Bay chapter of superfans that I didn't know.
Which ones were those?
I met Karthik and his wife Tina, who were awesome.
The lovely Tina W.
Yeah, and then a bunch of other people that you know that know the podcast. And I'll tell you what, I think we discovered that it's tough to have a real off-the-cuff conversation when people that know your work
right.
are there, and you don't want to be accused of being shticky.
Right.
But sometimes it's just like Jason wants to say a hilarious thing, or I want to say a hilarious thing, and it's like,
right.
I just hope that in the future we still have the freedom.
Oh my god!
To do that without people going, oh god, keep it on the podcast.
Right. That being said, I will. That's a good segue into one of superfan. There's a superfan for the podcast, Amy N. A lot of listeners will know that Amy N. is amongst Kenny R. and the other superfans.
Well, I think her and Kenny R. are currently fighting it out in a fierce, bloodthirsty, ruthless battle for the number one spot. Right. As and the jaywalking super fans.
If I recall, the way the battle goes is both of them don't want to be number one.
No, that's...
That's what I heard.
The way it goes is you just tell them both that they're number one in person, and then on the air, like, threaten that status.
Backs them.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I will say that that Amy Ann was there for part of the visit, and she wanted me to get you on the air to repeat something which you said in real life, which was... So imagine this, Walker on the couch, unsolicited, we're all kind of sitting around, there's a little bit of a lull in the conversation, leans back, takes a sip from his beer, either drag off his bone or his cig or whatever it was, and then just casually...
Crack pipe?
Yeah, whatever it is, he imbibes something, gets kind of in his head about something, and then says to the waiting ears, which, again, a lull in the conversation, this is non-sequitur to the previous topic, but says, I don't want to brag, but I saw a fox. And myself included, with the listeners, I certainly, it was like something a child would say, like a five-year-old would brag to other children about having seen a fox. Nobody was talking about
People
anything.
People are never like as impressed with that as I want them to be, and it pisses right. me off. When have you seen one?
Ever?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have seen foxes.
How many times?
Seen foxes. I don't know. Probably on the order of 3 or 4.
3 or 4 times. I would congratulate you every time you told you? Me.
If it was one of those times after it... Okay, here's the other thing,
Not
though.
If you saw, like, a fox a week, but if you saw a fox, like, every, you know, 10 years.
But here's the other big part of it, I think, is, like, it's not just that you acted as though it was a rarity and that we should acknowledge that, but when you say, I don't want to brag, but I expect that the statement that follows up is going to be something that you, like, accomplished. Right? You just... Even if I was willing to admit that seeing a fox is quite a rarity, I don't know that I would allow you that it's something you should brag about. And the way that superfan Amy Ann exaggerates it is, I don't want to brag, but I saw a fox.
Now, but you are right that that's incredibly relevant because we both know damn well there will be no repeating of that. Because
well, you're not going to repeat it on air.
No. I
agree that's legitimate.
Yeah, and so people need to know that this is unscripted. Do you think has there been any debate raging up about whether or not this is scripted? Because I'd like to create that debate right now.
I'd like to create it and put an end to it.
Yeah. First of all the haters, we have a message for you, and that message is stay out of it.
Yeah. Rap, 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 rap. Haters, stay out of it.
Yeah. Stay
out. Yeah. Well, that brings me to one other thing. Like, when you're speaking about how we don't want to be, you know, we in real life, we don't want to be held to, like, hey, I just want to say something funny, like, and we don't want to get the reaction to keep it on the podcast. There's two new people that I would like to put in the running for Superfan.
Sure.
And one of them, this is a whole other part of news, you know, that, well, yeah, so
why don't Should we play the news theme here, that you're announcing new Superfans? Make it, like, a little exciting?
Is there a news theme?
Yeah, that's that J-Ads theme. The dun
oh, yes!
It's, like, one of my favorites.
Okay, yeah, play that, because there's some big news, actually. So, as you know, after Dot and Walker, Dot Walker left the Dang House, Peter and Brittany left the Dang House, we had the excellent, excellent roommates of Chris and Lisa. Lisa R. and Chris, what's Chris' last name?
Well, J, I think, right?
Yeah, that's right, Chris J, Christopher J. Christopher J. and Lisa R. have both left us, and not because Jason V and Kelly C are bad roommates, but because of other events in life happen as they do. Me and Kelly C briefly considered getting an apartment, a two-person apartment, and ultimately decided we couldn't get a good deal on that. Put out the Craigslist feelers for some new cool roomies. Got two new amazing roomies. One we'd like to introduce to the jaywalking world as John. What's his last name?
I don't know him.
John B, and second roommate, Kari M. Kari M is now in contention for Superfan status, because within 1 week of living in the Dang House, she has already listened to all six eps, knows them thoroughly, has commented on Mad Dog Vitlasil's YouTube video.
Oh, so she's, like, following our instructions?
Yeah, she's following instructions.
Oh, my God.
And she sent in an email regarding Kardashian Corner, which I'd like to read right now. So I'll seg over to
the
listener mail section.
That was, like, the best seg ever.
Right.
Way to go.
Right, the seg is, "Hey guys, I heard you might be recording another ep soon, ! So I wanted to quickly write in with some possible material for Kardashian Corner. One, this is regarding the marriage proposal. One, the floral proposal was A, on the floor, and B, looked exactly like a death threat, which I love." So you might be more familiar with this proposal that she's talking about, but I think it sounds like a good comment. The flowers on the floor looked like a death threat. Two, the ring costs Chris $2 million, but he makes $3.2 million a year. What? And three,
I like that conclusion. What?
three, he looks like a monster.
That is for sure.
BT Dubs, I'm dying to hear the blotter person explain themselves, and I'm sure other listeners are too.
Wow, okay, so this person is definitely, I'm sorry, this is Kari?
Yeah, Kari M.
Well, welcome to the Jaywalking Superfan verse.
Yeah.
And is the other roommate a superfan yet, or in contention for fan status? Or?
No, he's awesome.
I met him, yeah.
Yeah, he's awesome. We love him. He's got a history with GV. That's short for Grass Valley.
Sure.
But I don't know that he's necessarily ready to put in the hard yards of listening to. So, like, right now, Kari will get home, and then I'll start to say something, and she's like, "I'm sorry, I can't hear your voice now without expecting you to entertain me, and I don't feel like I should have to answer you."
Ooh, see, because she's so... that's the perfect example of what we're trying to avoid.
Exactly.
Like, guys, this is what we do. It's
right,
not
exactly.
Who we are.
Exactly. As we've said before, you don't know me just because you've read my novel.
Exactly.
Okay? you don't know me.
That would be all the more relevant if either of us had written a novel.
Right, but I consider the creative effort that we put in this podcast the basic equivalent of your, you know, your Dostoevsky idiot or the Brothers K or whatever.
Sure, sure.
Oh, God, of course. So anyway, that's the story with the two new roommates. John B. is not in contention for Superfan. Not that he won't be in the future, but similar to longtime amazing roommate Kelly C., who has never put in the hard yards to, I believe, listen to a single episode.
Though I suspect she might secretly listen to it.
Do you think so?
I don't know, but I have a hard time also pushing it on people who are around me a lot, just incidentally. Because it's like, hey, I know you hear me talk all the time, but here's where I record me talking. So you can listen to it. It's kind of, it's all more me.
I feel like it's fine.
Yeah.
Friend of the show, Karthik S. His brother, and Karthik S. is a friend of the show and a friend of mine, so that's a rare intersect.
A rare intersect.
A rare Venn diagram overlap. And we often were kind of curious about whether somebody who heard the podcast that didn't know either, because Karthik S. is a fan of the show. But he was wondering, and I was wondering, would somebody who listens to this garbage, who doesn't know us, actually be into it? And he said his brother is a perfect control subject because his brother has a similar sense of humor to him, but doesn't know us. And so Karthik S. advised him, recommended the podcast to him without saying, I know this guy. And guess what? Guess what? Aditya, I'm pronouncing his name wrong. Aditya S., is not only a huge fan, but he once said that he did not want to see, because Karthik was showing him pictures from a weekend that he had spent, and he said he wrote to him beforehand and said, I don't want, if is Jason or Walker in these pictures, I don't want to see them because I don't want to have the image of them in my head that I have ruined by the actual pictures. Not only that, but he also, I know, that's the greatest thing I've ever heard. I've also heard from multiple people, Karthik S. and Kari M., that they can't listen to the podcast in the gym because while exerting themselves physically, if they were to laugh, that would be dangerous. And so they can't listen to it in the gym. But anyway, Aditya S. wrote in that I got the urge to look up some Grass Valley blotter on my own just now. At first, I thought it must be harder than I thought to find the funny ones. But then 10 seconds later, I saw that he lists like 5 blotter items. And then he says, I can just imagine these being jaywalked. They should make another one to publicize your excellent superhero movie watching idea, which we can get to at some future time. But anyway, I'm putting Aditya S. and Kari M. in the running for new superfan status.
Nice. I think that there should be some sort of musical celebration of that right now.
Yeah, oh, and it's gotta be epic. It's gotta be epic music. Just like.
Now that you're in the running for Superfan status.
I can also say that Amy N. expressed some disgust that somebody got to Superfan so fast when she's put in all the hard yards, but I said, look, we're a meritocracy system. We don't go by seniority.
Yeah, also, I mean, it's just like Superfan status is to be given. It's not to be questioned.
Yeah, absolutely. That's absolutely correct.
You know, I was going to say, if you said that the demand was high for blotter on this.
Oh, the demand for blotter is reading a fever pitch.
I think you wisely held back on reading those. Maybe we could do a little trading back and forth on some blotter items. I have not read the ones you have. Assume the ones I have are different. We can, such as two rappers would do, trading verses back and forth.
Or as two jazz musicians might trade fours on their instruments.
Yes, exactly. I thought you were going to come in on the six, but...
I might come in on the six. I might interrupt you in the middle of an item.
Yeah, let's make this as like jazz as possible, but is that a good...
It's like biodigital jazz. Raff, raff, raff.
Are you up for that?
Oh, God, you better believe it.
Do you have the blotter theme?
Well, it's not. You're not going to hear it because I got headphones on.
Oh, that's true. Well, we can dub it in.
We can post it in later, so...
Thank you. City Mouse, Country Mouse.
Oh my god, it's time for what you drooling Pavlovian dogs have been waiting for all along.
You know, I looked through the last week or so police blotter items, and the fair has been in town. And so basically they've all been...
Hold on a second. Grass Valley has a fair. Can we just talk
about that? Nevada County has a fair. I didn't go this year, but...
Why not?
Because the last, like, 4 years that I've been have been, like, I'm not going to go this year. I'm not going to. And then you get talked into it, and people are getting fights everywhere, and you see everybody that you have ever met in your entire life, and it's terrible. So I didn't go.
Why do people have to get in fights?
Because how can they not? And so literally every police blotter item is pretty much a call from the fair reported a fight. A call from the fair reported a missing child. A call from the fair reported a fight involving missing children. So I had to sort of search for some good ones. But
right. Suffice it to say, a lot of disasters happen at the fair, and Nevada County does not have a handle on their fair security situation.
Right. So
if you're from outside, as a citizen of Nevada County, you will not be safe at their fair.
But here's one for you to kick it off.
Hit me with it.
This one's strange. 12:39 a.m., a caller from Main Street and Hughes Road reported a man with crutches lying face down. He was okay. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
What? Why was he lying face down then?
He's okay.
Why was it perfectly fine? The first place? That's actually amazing.
Hit me back.
Hit me
with the trumpet.
And this is I'm hitting you back with one.
This is the first time we've ever traded off on this, but I like it.
I'm hitting you back with one, and like mention again, and please, it's embarrassing to me that I'm probably pronouncing your first name wrong. Aditya S. Many thanks, and you're straight in the superfan circle for this, but I'm trading on your blotter items. A caller from Memorial Park, 3:35 p.m., a caller from Memorial Park reported people jumping off the war memorial who were admonished.
You know, I could shed a little bit of light on that is actually significant of a rash of problems that are happening right now. There is a front page article about how like there's like a huge wave of teen vandalism happening right now.
A huge wave?
Yeah, and it's because of this fucking Thursday night farmers market that's downtown that for some reason like is the biggest trash fest in the world, and it just like draws like the lowest possible element out. And so
is there any way they can identify what it is about it that is drawing out the list?
Well,
eliminate
that? The quote from the sheriff was, "The kids are just bored," or something like that. And apparently they're doing Facebook fights. They're, like, organizing them on Facebook and then going over to the schools and beating each other up. And then
they actually organize the fight on Facebook?
Yeah, apparently. There's all these teen problems happening.
Teen problems?
And I know they were messing up the war memorial, so... Thank you for drawing the attention to this problem. 1:12 p.m., a woman from Clivis Drive reported being attacked by her cat.
Was she any other...
That's it. They're all really minimalist, which I like those ones, where they definitely leave like a choose-your-own-adventure list of options to choose from and what you think happened.
I like that. Choose your own adventure. So the cat attacked her certainly bad enough that she was like, I should call emergency services.
So they will come kill my cat. I mean, when you like call, if you call like animal control or the police on an animal, you're saying, I need this animal taken away and potentially destroyed. So
right.
Wanted them to come stand the cat down, I think.
Do you think Do you think the reason that it says and ends so abruptly without any information is they probably showed up and then she realized they were going to kill him and was kind of just like, no, I just fell down some stairs.
Right. The woman began making excuses for the cat, saying that he only gets like this when he's been drinking. It turned out the cat was her husband. They had no cat. No cat was found.
The woman was called for being attacked by a cat. She was okay. There was no cat.
Her life is sad.
Okay, let me hit you with this one. Okay, 616. A caller from the 200 block of Sutton Way reported hearing a woman yelling, quote, stop, and quote, ouch. She was just being loud.
No empathy whatsoever.
This week is all about the succinct, rapid ending blotter item.
Yeah, this is the ones trying to, like, do you think that this is, like, a less than subtle hint to the townspeople, like, please stop reporting this stuff. Like, we don't need to know about every weird thing you see during the day. Like,
the 911 is for emergency calls only.
Yes, let us reiterate. This is not a rap line.
I feel like that's at this blotter every day should say Grass Valley blotter and then a big sub headline that says 911 is for emergency calls only. And then all the blotter items.
A list of what not to do. A caller from Sierra College Drive reported an older man walking a 6-year-old child on a leash. I have ascertained the age of this child to be 6. He is definitely on a leash.
Wait, are you saying I, or is this part of the item still?
This is the item.
I is in the item?
A caller from...
No, wait, where does the item end? What's the last word of the item?
Leash.
Oh, okay, sorry. It's definitely hard to pick up.
That's okay, I'll scratch that one. Here's this one. A caller...
No, I love that one. I love that one. He's what, like... So the caller was reporting, like, presumably child abuse? Or...
I guess, yeah. The kid's on a leash.
And the woman from behind her blinds is saying, that ain't right, you weren't supposed to walk a child on a leash?
Pulls out her cell phone. Gets the kid's ID.
Gets involved.
Yeah.
Gets involved. Hey, kudos to you.
Yeah.
Get involved, Grass Valley.
Maybe this is the same person that reported the kid on the roof of the car.
I wish we could get some measure of how many calls were from redundant people. So here's a good one. 6:55 p.m., a caller from Bonanza Way reported shooting that happens all the time, day and night, in an unsafe manner.
Is that how it's written?
It's exactly...
All the time.
That's literally...
Day and night, in an unsafe manner.
Yeah,
24-7, that's literally how it's written.
365. I really like that the call is time-stamped at 6:55, but the shooting is just perpetual.
You know what? I've been to Bonanza Street, and I did not dodge any bullets.
Bonanza Way. What about Bonanza Way?
That's what I meant. Bonanza Avenue, Street, Way. Well, you'll remember that the last time we discussed the blotter, there was an epidemic happening of promiscuous shooting.
Oh, yeah.
It's happening again.
What?
Or rather, it has not ceased. 5:02 p.m.
What the hell?
A caller from the area of Lowell Hill Road and Hidden Hollow Place reported a lot of, quote, promiscuous, end quote, shooting. So it is in quotes that the caller reported this shooting as promiscuous. It has to be the same person. But they're coming
Grass
from different
Valley
places.
Grass Valley authorities, we implore you, get a handle on the promiscuous shooting happening in your town.
Get the grammar police involved.
Get the grammar police involved in every blotter item, but get a handle on the promiscuous shooting. There's one final one. Here it is, 7:39 p.m. A caller from Broad Street reported a man with a bongo drum chasing people. End of item. And an item.
He would have had to do that with his bat all hunched, too, because the bongo would be hanging around his neck and you have to, like, have room in between your legs. So he's hobbling after them like an orangutan.
I just imagine, I'm trying to imagine every time this happens. I'm trying to... That should have been in there. I'm trying to imagine every time these things happen, like, what the caller... It's because it's weird to me that it's always, like, what the caller deems salient information about any given emergency.
Right.
It's just, like... Because I imagine, okay, somebody is chasing people, but it's important to this guy that, out of the description, that it gets that he's got a bongo drum.
Yeah. There's lots of people chasing people here, but he's the one with the bongo. If that helps narrow it down in Crazy Town.
How are the cops going to find the guy that I'm talking about that's bothering everybody here?
Well, they all have dreadlocks.
5'8". Yeah, white guy, 5'8", brown hair. No. He's the one with the bongo drum.
Wielding it. I was also thinking if I officially changed my name on the show to Wombat, then we could change the name to Jay Wombing, and it'll spell like Jay Wooming. And so it'll be like there's this weird, and then the picture can be like you with like a pregnant belly and me as like a fetus growing in there.
I could see that. Oh, that's one other thing we can lend to the listeners. Listeners, in case you're curious, here's a big event that happened that we didn't talk about. Walker just turned 25. 2 days ago.
Oh my gosh.
And when we were talking about that on the phone, I said that I do credit myself personally a lot with Walker having survived this long.
Yeah, absolutely. Once you told me to be careful. And I kept
right. Right, and now I'm still alive.
And now I'm careful all the time. Well, when you turn 25, you sort of start thinking about some stuff.
Oh man, you start to look back on your life and say, if you're anything like me, you start to look back and say, What have I done?
Yeah, and I mean, I don't want to be accused of a clever segue here, but it makes me think of a certain super secret announcement that I planned.
Oh my god, I successfully forgot about the super secret announcement. Yeah, what is that announcement? What is it?
Okay, well, I said it's going to be bad news to some people, and it is going to be particularly bad news to somebody who just recently became a super fan. I've been thinking a lot about the, like, maturity of this program, where we're going, where we've been, and at a certain point, there's sort of pretty well-trod-upon territory as some things are concerned.
You're not going to retire a segment, are you?
It's with a mixture of regret and...
Oh my god, I'm not even going
to... To finally be free to do something new... that I announce the retirement.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
I announce the retirement.
What?
Of Kardashian Corner.
No. No.
Let's roll that theme one more time. One final time.
No. Oh, this is garbage. This is garbage.
Quiet out of respect for the theme. It's playing. The theme's playing right now.
This is under total protest. Listeners, loyal listeners, one half of your humble narrators are entirely against this decision.
Now, we remember that Kardashian Corner burst onto the jaywalking scene a scant few years ago when we started doing this back in 95.
This is garbage. What's happening right now is garbage.
I...
Walker is literally speechless.
No, I'm not speechless. I just didn't anticipate you being so... I didn't anticipate you being so upset.
Yeah, well, it is weird because I was so... At the beginning, I was so kind of just like, oh, Kardashian Corner, that's stupid.
Sure.
But ever since we reviewed the sex tape, I've thought it's been pretty integral.
I think what makes it is the overall arc of the Kardashian Corner segment has come to a close. And that arc turned out not to be about Kim Kardashian so much as two friends being on opposite sides of an important issue and then the unlikely story of them coming together, unifying... and making Kardashian Corner triumph in the its ultimate culmination where we reviewed the sex tape.
Here's what
and
I
now the
that.
Logical conclusion is to just let it draw to an end.
That's what I say to that. Because let me say this to the listeners. To me, it was not about two people with opposing views coming to common ground. What it is you don't learn something about Kim Kardashian, you learn something about yourself. And what everybody learns is a little bit different.
Now, I want to say that people can still write in with news of the Kardashians. You and me can still incidentally discuss the Kardashians. But Kardashian Corner as a regular segment is going to be retired. We shan't be doing it again. I have come to realize that...
That's right, Dad. Shan't. Garbage.
She can't hear you. I've had headphones on.
Oh, disgusting.
But I've come to realize that I thought that I had enough enthusiasm for it to keep it going, but that I literally, and I don't want our listeners to be hurt when I tell them this, but I've literally not clicked one of your links about what the Kardashians are doing. I thought that I was like mildly interested and got entertainment out of it, but I don't. And I see things happening on the magazines. I see she's getting married. That's huge Kardashian Corner news. I haven't even been able to like really like peruse the articles. So I
why?
Just
tell us why. Tell your saddened listeners why.
So
you sick bastard.
So I think that we'll come up with, we have other ideas for new segments. It's time to make way for fresh blood. Me and Jason just brought some new writers on board for the show.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah. I was going to ask you if it was okay. I put together a emotional clip package.
Oh my God, really?
The years of Kardashian Corner.
Oh man, can we get some sentimental music over it?
There is sentimental music. It's going to be scored to Sarah McLachlan.
Is it I Will Remember You?
Yeah. No, I was going to do Angel. In the arms of the angel.
Are you seriously? You got to go with I Will Remember You.
That's actually true. I forgot about I Will Remember You. Okay, so let's go ahead and remember the good times that we have had with Kardashian Corner as we play the following clip package. I thought of Kardashian Corner, but when we went to actually record a segment of it, realized that all it really
it
had going
boring.
For
it was
the name.
It was just Walker reading tweets to Kardashian.
Yeah, just reading Kardashian's tweets.
I love this idea to be as a segment.
If I had the magical powers to will sex tapes of celebrities into existence, and you asked me, you know, hey, pick whoever you want, and they have a sex tape.
Right.
Kim Kardashian would be very high on the
right,
list.
Right, so to the listeners, it should be noted that one of the reasons there's a Kim Kardashian Corner at all is that Walker's hot for Kimmy K. If I can put it that way.
Sure.
Somewhere in the midst of that, I come home and Dot has rented for herself Courtney and Chloe Take Miami. And I'm like, Dot, are you renting reality shows that are still on TV?
If you're going to make a sex tape, I'm saying this to celebrities and non-celebrities alike, amateurs.
Right.
If you're going to make a sex
Wait,
tape...
you're going to spice up your love life with a sex tape, we're all for that. Nobody's saying we're against that, but here's a tip.
Yeah, I've been a proponent of this since video cameras.
Right, exactly.
But if
that's why, little known fact, that's why they were invented.
I will remember you. Emotional. Emotional night. We got all the greats in here. So, I don't know. We're just having a respectful moment of silence. But in closing, in the legendary words of Kimmy K herself on her Twitter account, tweet dreams.
Oh, God.
Goodbye.
Tweet dreams. Hey, tweet dreams on an American institution.
Tweet dreams.
And viewers, listeners, you can direct your hate mail straight towards Wombat.
I really want to dramatically end this on the words tweet dreams and keep stepping
Drafty,
on it.
Drafty Kiwi is, this is totally opposed to this.
Thank you for listening. sweet dreams.
Good night and good luck. Sweet dreams, and may God have mercy on your soul.
And on all of us, really.
Right, exactly.
That was my big announcement.
Oh, man. This is bullshit.
Do you wish I'd told you before?
No. I wish you'd never told me.
Don't worry, it's just going to make more room.
Boo! Boo!
It's going to be all the more room for more double helpings of Twitter Torner. Where now I read my Twitter feed for twice God, as long. Just
you reading your stupid Which, have you been tweeted since, like, have you tweeted in months?
It's been 8 months.
How many?
8.
Okay. So we get a double helping of your 8-month-old tweets.
Yeah,
I hope they're topical. I hope they're topical.
That's been jaywalking, everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thanks for listening to another jaywalking, everybody.
Welcome back. And welcome aboard.
Yeah, welcome back.
And
we're going to start, we're going to promise keep it again with a 2-week promise keep to get them in the can in 2 weeks.
And remember that it hasn't been that much longer than 2 weeks this time. And also,
yeah, and also, you probably haven't caught up on all the eps anyway, so use that time to catch up.
Yeah, there's hundreds of hours of material. We have all the archives up from 1995 on, so that's from when we started doing it till now.
Right.
Check it out.
There's a lot of
jaywalking.org.
There's a bunch of quizzes you can take on the blog. I'm going to be uploading a bunch of pictures, which you can use as evidence for or against, does Jason have a drinking problem? There's going to be a bunch of quizzes, which Sex and the City character do you think Walker is?
There currently is an animation studio on our website where you can do yourself as a Sex and the City character with an animated GIF of me and Jason throwing pies at you.
Right. There's a which Hogwarts house are you in quiz.
It's mostly quizzes we've stolen from other like quiz sites.
Yeah, there's a Cosmo type quiz that says, "Am I drafty?" Or am I a wombat? You take the quiz, you find out if you're a wombat or a drafty.
We're constantly updating the blog with ways to bring out the animal in us.
Right.
As individuals. Like Jason saying, this is how you bring out the animal in Jason. I'm saying, you know, this is how the animal is brought out in Wombat.
Right.
Animal bringing outing quiz.
Right. Absolutely. Okay.
Default.
Right. Alright, everybody, thanks for listening to another episode of Jaywalking.
And remember, if you're not jaywalking,
you're not getting to your destination in a timely fashion.
We're closing you guys out with a newly recorded little ditty called Done Seen It. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
I seen it, done it, did it, done it, seen it. I've been exhausted with the years. You done seen it, done it, did it, done it, seen it. Seen it, done it, did it, done it, seen it. Seen it, done it, did it.